John Lee's career has been rooted in discipline, a career policeman who went on to become Hong Kong's security chief. During the turbulent spring and summer of 2019, he directed the response to anti-government protests. Now he's about to replace Carrie Lam as Hong Kong's next leader, at a time when the territory remains deeply divided and exhausted by COVID-19. It's been a short and strange contest without even token competition.
It's an unusual election because there's just one candidate.
It doesn't matter because the election is open to everyone. Even though we have only one candidate, we also needed to vote for them.
Lee's only rally on Friday was a small invitation-only event that included members of the committee that will elect him.
In the coming 5 years, Hong Kong will become a caring, accommodating place full of energy and hope. Let's do one thing together. Support the election on May 8.
Lee has the central government's backing, a sign it wants a Hong Kong leader with strong security credentials. Chung Kim Wah is a political commentator who left Hong Kong for England more than a week ago because he no longer felt safe. He says Lee doesn't have the right experience to lead a global financial center.
If you look into the CV of John Lee, we know that he had no experience in economic affairs, international trade, and all major areas of social policy in Hong Kong.
Lee says his priority will be issues like housing, not more democracy or a free vote. He's also promised additional security laws and to increase patriotic education.
He's very bright, which is what I like about him. So I really feel Hong Kong is ready for this kind of change. And plus, he has the trust of China. That is something very, very important.
Lee's campaign suffered an early setback when YouTube shut down his account, citing compliance with United States sanctions. That means he can't visit that country, just like the outgoing chief executive. Hong Kong people will have no say in this election. That task falls to an election committee drawn from Hong Kong's business and political elite, a committee vetted by a panel that included John Lee. Adrian Brown, Al Jazeera, Hong Kong.